Okay, I welcome you on with love. It's a kind of special day. It is a full moon. It's a day astrologically where we begin to restore justice, okay, and balance to the world. That's the kind of astrological meaning of that. And the world certainly needs to restore justice and balance. So, and our whole program is about justice and balance and kind of in a deeper insight, a spiritual insight. And that is what we're going to talk about today, kind of a deeper spiritual insight. So that being said, I always like to start with a little dancing just to get the spiritual energy going. And so that's what we're going to do. And then we'll meditate for a minute or two just to focus, and then I'll go into the talk. So here we go. Let's all dance together. Okay. Okay, I just focus on my eyes as we go into meditation. Yo. And now in the meditation. Slowly come out of meditation. Okay, so today we're going to focus on really the challenges that we all face in keeping ourselves centered and holy in our lives, creating kind of a sacred design for who we are. And I came across Archbishop Bigano, and he really lays it out so impressively that I just wanted to quote him a little bit. And his basic statement is, the globalist cabal want to establish the kingdom of Antichrist on earth. Now, that's a pretty strong statement. It fits with different levels of prophecy that are out there. And he seems to be very clear. And maybe, in a sense, is making statements that reflect a lot of people's sentiments. He says, these murderers will soon find themselves answering for their crimes, if not before the tribunal of the world, then certainly before God. So we're seeing so much going on. You know, it's hard to believe this, that. I mean, we're being, as the human species, we're being attacked on so many different levels. But one of the biggest levels is the deception of the mind. And it makes it almost hard to believe anything except your own heart in regard to the morals and ethics we've had for the last 10,000 years. And I think that's an important point. So he gave an address, and he says, what appears today in all its evidence is the subversive plan of a global coup d'etat. And I think if we're paying at all attention to what's going on, I think we can see that that's what's emerging. And that's what the global elite have in mind. I think we also know that's in their game plan. I think they've written it down, in their projections. So it's not like an amazing sight. Just to the fact that he's an archbishop is what makes it interesting. It's a global coup d'etat that's aimed at the decimation of the world population. We see that going on with the COVID-19, with all the things they're putting in the air, all the toxins, all the radiation forces. It's pretty full on. Okay, and he's nailed it again. And the enslavement of the survivors. Because if we look at prophecy, we're looking at, okay, you don't take you have to take the mark. And if you take the mark, you're enslaved in this lifetime. But unfortunately, that mark gets you passport to hell. So that's not one of the better deals, okay? So he says the pressure for the approval of the World Health Organization pandemic, which is a very serious threat to us, because then they control all health, and they've used the health thing as a way of dominating. So you can't travel if you don't have a health passport, which shows you got your vaccinations. Well, please, the vaccinations don't work. We know that. All the research, you know, that's got any legitimacy is showing the vaccinations create a much higher rate of mortality. Okay. Now, I won't go into the details of that, but we have higher mortality and higher morbidity. And that's for real, like a 40% higher mortality, total mortality according to the insurance companies. Okay, and health passport means unless you, you know, get your their shots that are, you know, potentially lethal, if not causing all kinds of problems. What do I mean by problems? I mean, let's look at mental problems, for sure, mental confusion, depression. I think about 60% of the people who got the COVID, who got the bioweapon shot had depression and anxiety. And autoimmune diseases, significantly increased rates of cancer. So these are lethal. This is what we're talking about. Okay, and accompanied by the activation of the digital wallet. Now, I have to tell you, I don't know much about it, but none of it looks good because it means you're being financially controlled if you're going to operate in the system. It demonstrates that the authors of this coup have no intention of giving up their criminal intentions. And that's one of the things that's really hard to get. Like, they don't seem to be stopping. Now, it's up to us through prayer and meditation. Remember, I have a world peace meditation every Sunday evening. And at 7 o'clock is, it's 6:30 Israel time and 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, world peace meditation, okay? These are ways we can make a difference, which we do want to do, okay? We've seen the false Bergoglian church. Now, I actually had to look up that word because I don't know, I didn't know what the word Bergoglian church, but it turns out, after looking it up, it basically means glorifying amorality. You know, it means going against the morality of the last 10,000 years and basically glorifying amorality, the sexual confusion, and every kind of thing that we're seeing happen in our society. That's what it's talking, you know, where there's just a general breakdown of the family, of people's interactions with each other, levels of honesty. So that's what he's talking about, Bergoglian. And he calls it the church because it's they're justifying making it seem good, you know, as in the prophecy really said, up is down, down is up, good is bad, good is evil, evil is good, turning everything upside down. Subservient to the genetic treatment agenda, a treatment that was produced using aborted fetuses, because that's what they did to get that, we've seen doctors and paramedics killing frail and elderly people in intensive care with different kind of drugs and, you know, overdoses of pain medication, and so forth. We've seen rulers, magistrates, and police forces unleash an unprecedented criminalization of those who did not allow themselves to be marked. That's the mark of the beast, but we see it today. I mean, people are being arrested for non-crimes. They're being arrested for disagreeing with the government. This is happening in the United States, at least. For disagreeing with the government. Okay? And even though you're correct, literally it's getting labeled as disinformation, even though it's scientifically and factually correct. Now, this happens in fascist countries, but it's clearly also happening in the United States. For sure. Now, he's talking, I'm not sure just where he is. If it's either Italy or I think Switzerland. I'm not sure exactly where he's located. So if you don't allow yourself to be marked, which is go along with the government program, you get criminalized. And so this actually is actually happening now. There's a guy I just heard about who was pointing out, you know, some simple things in terms of schools and education, they raided his house, you know, with the, you know, the FBI and the, you know, guns and, you know, a more serious raid. And again, nothing wrong. Didn't do anything wrong. Now, this is what we've got to consider. This is really important. Okay, they're arresting people for disagreeing with the government propaganda. That's what we're talking about. Not such a good thing, but he's pointing it out. So, criminalization of those who are marked, who refuse to be marked. We know who is behind these people, who pays them, and who blackmails them. Their names are well known. These murderers will soon find themselves answering for their crimes. If not before the tribunal of the world, they certainly before God, whom they hate and whom they would like to replace. In a mad delirium of omnipotence, that's an incredible prelude to the eternal defeat. So, again, we see that happening. We see that when the Democrats took One Nation Under God out of their side of the pledge, that's a step here. And so it's a desecration of God's name, and simply by eliminating it and then moving us away from making our lives sacred, like creating a hell on earth, which is what's happening for so many people. Okay? The children of darkness, the conspirators of the World Economic Forum. So he's laying out some of it. Okay? And the globalist cabal want to establish the kingdom of the Antichrist. Now, you don't have to be Christian to, you know, understand what that means. It's somebody, well, the theory, and, you know, somewhat accurate, is that there'll be a very, very powerful, influential person who really wins the world's confidence, and then about 3.5 years into his kind of rule of guiding the world out of the complete mess that it's going towards, will then kind of be revealing himself as the Antichrist, and the forces will fight against him. Okay, and they want a, as he says, the kingdom of the Antichrist on earth. It's an as obscene counterfeit of the kingdom of God, of God that we're trying to establish, the 1,000 years of peace. So again, he's stating it really clear, really clear. It's pretty amazing that someone in his position as an archbishop will speak so strongly. Look at their work. Only lies, deception, horror, sin, vice, violence, and monstrosity. And all these things are happening. You know, we maybe see it worse with all the kidnapped children. You know, it's kind of pretty public that when the Queen of England went to Canada, you know, suddenly 20 kids go missing. And where they go missing, no one's ever seen them again. But we do know about child sacrifice and cannibalism that these people involved in, unfortunately. Okay? The children of darkness, the conspirators of the World Economic Forum, we just said that. They want this kingdom here on earth. Look at their work, lies, deception, horror, sin, violence, vice, and monstrosity. Now, we can look at Haiti and see, hey, they even got cannibalism going on. Out front, okay, not hidden. We can see what happened with Gaza and Hamas. They actually videoed the atrocities they were doing because they were proud of it. It's like, at least the Germans hid it because they knew that was wrong. But we're not talking about people feeling it's wrong. We're not talking about people like Hamas feeling it's wrong. And guess what? about actually a very high percentage, I'm going to say in the 80s, completely support, this is in Judea, Samaria, and Gaza, completely support these actions that happened, these atrocities. And you know, and there are other people who have denied that they've happened, but the pictures are there by their own people, okay, celebrating. And this is what is meant by a Bergolian church, okay, because they're being told, this is what I understand, by their religious leaders, their mullahs, that this is what they're supposed to do. So I won't go into the details of the meaning, but it's to create terror and fear, and which hasn't really worked, but that's what they were told to do. And always for a price, because everything they do is an object of exchange. So he's coming up to a point here. Exchange of commerce. You pay to have children. You pay to kill them. That's what we're talking about, all these, quote, disappearing children and kidnapped children. Literally thousands are lost each year. Like, they just disappear? How is that? How does that happen? You pay to sell their organs. You pay to abuse them. That's clearly what we're talking about. You pay to impose lethal treatments. You pay to live and die. You pay for the lies of the media and the obscenities of the internet. You pay for the simulation of love and friendship. You pay for the chimera of a digital eternity. Exactly what's being talked about, a digital eternity. You know, you wear those whatever, and that's your synthetic reality, you know, that is being pushed by, you know, by Facebook and different ones, and say, what is the problem with these people? This is so serious. Instead of an authentic reality, not based on, you know, just putting goggles on and creating a false synthetic reality unrelated to reality, and that, of course, enslaves people, because they become addicted to that false reality. This is really what's going on. It's like, this is, Bishop Vigano is not exaggerating. It's like, whoa, okay. You also pay to end up in hell, because he said there's an end to this. This doesn't work well. Now, he, from the Eastern tradition, he is talking about karma. Right? Each reaction creates a separate and opposite reaction. So he's laying it out. This is where you get. You pay to end up in hell, to damn your soul. While with things of God, everything is free, the fruit of charity, generosity, and magnificence. So he lays it out in a really profound way. Okay. You are rightly denouncing the health holocaust. Okay, that's a part of how they're approaching this whole thing. With this term, you highlight, on one hand, the extent of the crime committed by the servants of the World Health Organization. It is really scary that these people are trying to take over all the health standards all over the world. I'll just point out that in Africa, where they didn't receive the bioweapon injection, they had very few deaths, maybe at 3%, maybe at 1%, something like that, like in Nigeria and other places. And again, it's a 40% increase in mortality where people got the, you know, the injections and so forth. Now, it's interesting. In India, with Bill Gates, he was not the bioweapon injection, but giving injections for different things. and the girls are having like a 4-to-1 or 8-to-1 rate of death from these injections. They were basically for venereal disease of some sort to protect them against that. And the boys didn't seem to have the same level of lethalness, but a lot of people died. And by the time Gates tried to do this in Africa, I work in 5 different African nations, he wasn't allowed. He wasn't allowed in Nigeria. They weren't allowed to get anywhere near because they get this is it's going to kill our kids. Okay, so people are catching on to it. But the health holocaust is how they're attempting really to approach this. How they're trying to get in because people get afraid about their health. With this term, you'll highlight on the one hand the extent of the crime committed by the servants of the World Health Organization. On the other hand, the desire to sacrifice, and this is important, to sacrifice, because you can make a very good argument that this is a sacrifice of humans. And he says, a desire to sacrifice millions of victims to the global Moloch. Do not lose sight of this fundamental element, the extermination. So he's laying out pretty strong. These are quotes, okay? So here's somebody who's really tuned in. In ways not dissimilar to those of the totalitarian regimes of the last century. So he's talking about who promoted it. So we're talking about real things, vaccination being one of them, but exterminating the people. Then he says, and he's talking about abortion now, the death of babies in the mother's womb, the death of sick and elderly people in hospitals, because again, they get overdosed, particularly with anesthetic, as he talks about, the death of young people torn from life by drugs, and again, injections, because the younger people have they're affected, and also people 30 to 45 are particularly affected, as versus to the people over 60, 70, because they have higher rates of mortality as compared to the younger people. But people 59 and less, their rates of mortality being dead have become much higher since they began giving the bioweapon injection. That's what he's talking about. He talks about the death of the family in the name of perversions and betrayal. So we're talking about undermining relationships. We do know according to at least a 35-year study of Johns Hopkins that there is a higher rate of suicide, okay, in people who have gender confusion. Now, some people talk about 2 times higher, 5 times higher. We do know that the recent results in Sweden are showing that when people actually have sex changes, particularly in men, the rate of suicide doubles. So if they, have care. So what we're talking about, this is how the parents get scared as well. If you don't do this, your kid's going to commit suicide. It's just the opposite. If they get a sex change, they're more likely to commit suicide, and particularly the young boys. So it's like one lie after another. Okay, but it's a good way to scare parents. The death of beauty, knowledge, and science. And it's a death that affects not only the body, but also the soul. Killing the flame of hope within. And that's one of the things I see is people feeling hopeless. That's one reason why we dance. And we have to move away from the illusion of hopelessness. And, you know, by one example is increasing the consciousness of the global brain. That's why we have a weekly world peace meditation at 6:30 on Sundays. That's Israel time. And the time has shifted a little bit, so it's 6 hours now so it's 11:30 Eastern Standard Time with the time changes. And we're creating a thought form for peace that restores hope, because we know that when people meditate for peace collectively, we upgrade, literally, I'm saying this literally, the world consciousness. Like in Rhode Island, they had people meditating, had 350 meditators working for world peace, and the crime rate dropped 43%. People say, oh, that's a fluke. They came back next year and it dropped 49%. And there's been a variety of studies like that, even in the Middle East, where violent crime, murders, thefts, things like that, you know, armed robberies significantly dropped in terms of percentages. So we just have to think about that in a big way to really begin to understand how serious it is. You know, I cover these things in other transmissions, but what I really want to say is it's for real. It's not an exaggeration. Archbishop Vigano is laying it out. Okay? So there's a death of beauty and knowledge and science. It is a death that affects not only the body, but the soul, killing the flame of hope. And I'm saying we have ways to get in touch with the truth of who we are, which restores the hope. And it is significant that those who deny the existence of an otherworldly hell seem to want to do everything to recreate it on this earth. And that's exactly what's going on. It's, you know, look at the cities in the U.S. and the rates of crime, the rates of drugs, the kind of rate of overall violence and sexual depravity is skyrocketing. We got our, you know, the cities are, they're creating their own hells. As if to take revenge on us for the fate that inexorably awaits those psychopathic murderers. So he's not mincing any words, and he is really telling a deeper truth, because it's a statistical reality is what he's talking about. You can make up whatever you want, but statistical realities, okay? Therefore, continue in your courageous commitment. And that's what I'm saying, you know. Do the world peace meditation. Meditate every day. Focus on the divine. See the divine in everything. That's what we need to do, and celebrate in everything. Okay. But never lose sight of the overall picture of this epochal battle. It's really, I don't know how I'm pronouncing it, epochal. You know, in which the forces of good and evil are preparing for a decisive clash. Well, they're already clashing. I don't know if they're preparing. I think they're already clashing. Okay? It is important to understand that the psycho-pandemic farce, talking about the COVID, you know, I assume he's alluding to that, was only one of the means of imposing this infernal, hellish plan. And that is accompanied by other threats that follow the same script under the same direction. So scaring people into losing their compass, their morality, their ethics, their sense of love for each other. Demonstrate to people this overall coherence, and even the most distracted will understand and rebel against what has been imposed on them through fraud and violence. So, and that awareness is clearly happening. And he said, our Lord said, the truth will set you free. Okay. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you can interpret it different ways, but one way of interpreting it is, you know, more on a spiritual way, is the I am-ness, the core of who we are, the I am, okay, is the way, the truth, and the life. And that gets it away from a religious thing and people have trouble with it. But I am-ness, that's the essence, your unique essence of who you are. And it's only the truth of God that can free us from these chains of lies and falsity of the animal, of the enemy of mankind. Now, he didn't use the word, but he's talking Satan and the balance of light and dark. But it's the forces of light versus the forces of Satan. Therefore, fight this battle in the awareness that you and our adversary, Satan, can only be defeated with the weapons of truth. Okay. And I'm going to say love and divine peace and divine sound. We have to do all of that. St. Paul exhorts us, as he said, do not let yourself be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You've got to be a little clever about the good part. Okay? Act with freedom within the bounds of what is good. And that's an important thing, because today we say this is bad, that is bad. You know, there's so much deception, it's hard to tell what is good, what isn't. It's not easy. Act with freedom with the bounds of what is good. So you have the 10,000 years of morality and ethics, linking to love, again, to the, in the beginning was the word, the divine son, needs to be aligned with that, okay? Act with, okay, and God will bless your commitment. As God has always done throughout history, for those who love him and obey the divine commandments. If you yield on this, you will expose your flank to the enemy, and all your effort will have been in vain. And most important, I mean, is do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Okay, because ultimately God is on our side. If we just stay with it, we will be elevated. I have overcome the world, and that is exactly what everyone needs to do. We overcome it by remembering the truth of who we are. That we are divine beings put on this planet to evolve. Not to be enslaved, not to be minimized. We're here to grow spiritually. That's our only purpose here. And so these are, I thought, really deep teachings of Archbishop Vigano. And there are the deeper truths, and he lays it out. And that's really all we've been talking about. How do we stay within the truth? How do we stay in a way that makes it really valuable to be a human being? What I mean by that is, you know, we don't want to be just, you know, slaves focusing on survival. When you take the mark, that's the kind of the end. We need to take every challenge that comes to us, every challenge that comes to us, we need to take it in a way that allows us to expand our consciousness, that allows us to grow spiritually, that allows us the joy of the Spirit, of the divine in our hearts and in our souls. So peace be with you. Again, every Sunday, I invite you to join our World Peace Meditation, because in time we will shift as it's, as we know it can. That's been proven with over 300 studies since 1973. We will upgrade world consciousness. It may take a little time, it may take a few years, but it's happening. And there is a turnaround. It's already happening. But we're not there yet. So we need everyone. And so please participate. Please participate in the World Healing Meditations, which is very directly speaking to what I'm talking about. So I want to say peace be with you. May you be in touch with the I Am-ness, which really is the truth and is the guide of moving yourself through the deliberate effort to enslave our consciousness and to enslave us physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Blessings to everyone. Amen. Aho. Om Itakyashin. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.